I have eyes to see. I have ears to hear. And my heart is perceiving. You're on my case. Because you love me. What I heard this afternoon, I actually brought this with me for lunch. So he took me on a couple of journeys, but then he said to me, go to page 54 of Paul Keith Davis' Thrones of the Soul. And he brought Deuteronomy 6, verse 5.
Oh my goodness, that's where I was.
Well, there you go. So, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Soul is mind, will, and emotions. Okay? And to love is a choice. It's not an emotion. It's a choice. So that's what he's telling us. The foundation of this principle resides in his abundant love for me. I changed the word there, okay? Say that with me. The foundation for this principle resides in his abundant love
for me.
And our love and appreciation towards him. Wow. Isn't that good news? For his great work of redemption. That inheritance would never be there without the redemption. This war is presently raging in the souls of those being prepared to be used mightily as the Spirit in our day. Romans 7, verse 23 and 24 and 25. St. Paul is describing an inner war in this, and it's very important that you really listen to what he's really saying. He's saying, I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. It's resonant in our flesh. It's resonant in our soul. That's what disables us. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
Is that clear? I'm glad you came. The law of sin, which is in my members. And then he says, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death that's operating? It's really sin and death operating in us. Okay? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the victory is through him. That's what you learned today. Okay? When you decided to wash that man's feet by blessing him, that's what you did. So, the war is raging. Who will set us free from the body characterized by spiritual death? The soul and body are the scene of this spiritual confrontation. Say, I was in a confrontation. I register. It's real.
It's real.
Okay. Sin living in our members, imparted with the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. So it goes way back. Got it? It brings spiritual death and separates us from our strongest desires, which is intimate fellowship with the Lord. So he's cutting you off at the pass so you'll never have the victory of the union that you have in Christ and the harmony with the body. Okay? I mean the body of Christ. Okay. As a result, man becomes aware that his strength alone is insufficient to win this war. So what do? If it's too big for me, you got to have a helper. Amen?
Amen.
Paul appealed for the deliverance of his soul from the spiritual opposition working contrary to the true desire of his heart. So the real me has a desire to be connected with my Savior, the Holy Spirit, the communion of saints, to do the work. But he stifles us because he doesn't want us to mature. Okay. So the fallen nature of man is characterized by spiritual death. The performance of those things in opposition to his higher desire to do that which is good. So, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3, verses 2 and 3. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, we can be free and experience victory in this battle as we surrender to the fortifying work of God. Those who do are called overcomers. The Lord will have his overcoming victorious army. Huh? Not one, not four, not seven, an army. But it starts small. Okay? The Lord will have his overcoming victorious army who inherit the great promises reserved specifically for them. For me and you. Our grace is the impartation of his heart of desires to be fully submitted to the will of the Father and liberated from the veils of separation. Why are those veils open? Because you have full access. Before, we had the veils closed. You couldn't even see inside. For years and years, the Holy of Holies in the temple was not accessible except for one man who went in once a year on the Day of Atonement. And religion doesn't even acknowledge it. They don't. Okay. Be slow to anger. This is good stuff, right? Say, I'm going to be slow to get angry.
Slow to get angry.
Amen. The Holy Spirit has explicitly identified one of the great strongholds of the enemy in the American church to be anger. Anger is generally the offspring of aggravation and irritation, promoted through the Western lifestyle permeated this nation. The modern media fuels this fortress by promoting a robust and stressful lifestyle, creating frustration and pressure even within Christian homes when allowed to succeed. If I put my mouth to work, I can put it out of business, I can reject it, I can say no more. It's not going to control me. I used to think this way. I'm pulling down those thoughts, 2 Corinthians 10, 5. And I'm making them obedient to the anointing. And I can do this. Amen? James 1, verse 19 and 20. This you know, my beloved brethren, but let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. That was Joe's confession today. He confessed it twice. You didn't let it rule you. But you could have. You were justified because there was a lot of reasoning there and a lot of justification. But you chose to humble yourself and to pray for that guy. And I remember when you came out of court, you talked to me, and we agreed God was going to do something, and he did. So the strongholds must be identified and dealt with through our biblical promises. To yield to the enemy is not simply experiencing unwanted emotions. Try that one on for size. Say, this stronghold
must be identified
and dealt with
through
our biblical promises.
Promises.
We've got a whole book of promises. But if it stays on the coffee table, it's going to gather dust. More seriously, it admits demonic spirits assigned to create havoc. How much clearer do you want it? And confusion at every opportunity. Unresolved anger left unaddressed will become bitterness and will pervert our thinking on every level. Bitterness will defile me. Bitterness will defile me. Now I'm going to take a moment here, because this word was not just for you, it was for me too. Something happened yesterday afternoon that brought an irritation. And it caused me to have to strip a whole bed, all the blankets, including the top blanket, and to wash for the next 4 hours and dry, instead of having a little bit of time to prepare the evening meal. And there was a moment of anger that came. And I did like you, and I said, no, whoa, this is going to ruin my day. An accident has happened. That's all there is to it. I can't change it, right? But I can change my attitude. And I was angry at that moment. And I said, you're not going to lie to me. This is an opportunity. It became an opportunity as I washed and washed and washed, because it was one load after another load, and dry this one and dry that one and fold this one and fold that one. So I worked all afternoon on something that would have been sweet if it would have been avoided, but it didn't happen on accident. It happened to teach me that I could go higher and pray for the one that had the problem. I could have had the problem because I could have joined it. But I didn't, and that was God's grace. I'm not going to say that I was so smart and, you know, I did all things right. There was a couple of moments where, whoops. But again, Holy Spirit was kind enough to say, whoops. Now, do you want help? Yes, Lord. So thankfully, we have a remedy to free us from this snare, that we may stand before the Lord with our soul sanctified. So I had total peace. And I just continued to do. Did this, did that. However, the spirit of anger will run rampant through the unsanctified soul as conditions in the earth become too much for many to handle. Multitudes of misguided people will turn to drugs, alcohol, and prescription medication as a counterfeit remedy to settle their turbulent emotions. Been there. 20 milligrams of Librium every 4 hours to keep the pain out of my chest after visiting a wonderful psychiatrist. Because I couldn't function anymore. I walked in the back door of my office. I sat at the table. And Irene says, "Are you okay?" And I said, "No." And I bawled my eyes out. Because I saw I was heading in the same direction as both my parents. They were solving their problems with all of the above. And they were literally killing each other. And my mother, of course, did worse. So, unresolved anger leads to depression and a spirit of confusion. We dwell in confusion continually when this evil opposition prevails. When unresolved anger, whether known or unknown, resides in our hearts, it causes us to hear communications through a demonic filter. When I'm hearing through what? A demonic filter, what am I going to get? Demonic results. Right? Distorting comprehension and perception. So no longer are you, you're no longer in control. It's controlling you. Been there. It makes our hearing of the discourse and admonition from others perverted and misconstrued, precipitating the hearing of one thing while we are experiencing another. Whew. Wow. These wrong perceptions amplify the division and separation of brothers that only fuel unresolved anger. It is imperative that we develop the spiritual insight that allows us to see Christ in each other. I see Christ in you, and I see Christ in you. I've already described you two. And of course, my friend up in Canada spoils me yesterday, so we're not going to go any further. And the important contributions we each make to the whole. In other words, the body of Christ. When we go to that table tonight, we're not going just the five of us with my brother and his wife up there. But we're going with the rest of the people that aren't here because they're under, some of them are under attack. And they may not have perceived what's going on in their lives. But we are here to what? What are we here for?
Intercede for them.
Intercede for them. Take on whatever weakness they have as the Lord leads. And that's what we've been doing year after year after year. That's how come we've got so few people. Because if we were here trying to please people, the place would fill up. Why did they walk away? They don't want to change. Leave me alone. I'm enjoying my anger. I'm enjoying my frustration. And I will do what I want. Enjoy the trip. And that's, you know, that's the bottom line. And I've said this in front. And I've said it to the Lord. There's nothing I can do. He says, leave them alone. You certainly aren't going to be able to do better than the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And by God's grace, we're still here. Because it is God's grace that has kept us here. So, the wrong perception, I'm going to read it again. The wrong perception amplifies the division and separation of brothers that only fuel unresolved anger. It is imperative that we develop the spiritual insight that allows us to see Christ in each other. Do I see Jesus in you? Yes, I do. I see Jesus in you and you and you. You say, I'm brand new. Well, everybody has a beginning. All right. And the important contribution we each make to the whole. Every joint supplies. And the important contribution we each make to the whole, without one another functioning in the body in our appointed places, the body will be fragmented and incomplete. So we have a choice. Clear communication. If these strongholds are allowed to persist, it not only distorts our perception and communication with our brethren, but also misinterprets our view or vision or dream of the Lord and spawns an inaccurate image of Christ. We must see him with an unveiled face in order to behold and become. But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord's Spirit. So I want you to put your hand over your heart and repeat after me. But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So when you focus on him, you become like him, you react like him, you wash the guy's feet.
This is all resonating with me with the work situation.
Wait a minute. My friend up there is going to yell.
I was just saying what Pastor Kim is talking about, or has been the last few minutes, is resonating with me as I have a situation at work with a particular individual. It started over a year ago when I was just a package handler at FedEx, and she was just a van driver for mainline 10. She has since then got promoted, and she's now at BC. BC just is a fancy term for like manager of that particular truck line. And I got promoted to senior admin.